how do leaders fully understand the challenge that their businesses face? There are innumerable voices outside and inside China that say, why do you bother? Why do you care? What does it matter? Firms are all now global. And there's more truth to that. We have global companies. Have a top management team that is not primarily often drawn from the company that they happen to have their headquarters. And it is definitely true, and I need to emphasize this, that globalization is a big challenge for us as well. Because, of course, we are relatively high income, but it is a very big political challenge. Because our firms are no longer our firms. If you look at the commanding heights of the British economy, for example, we have sold off company after company after company, Portland, ICI, Juicy, Midland Bank, Cadbury. So this just goes on and on. And now, we are just a small part of the global companies that bought those firms. However, there is also a very powerful group of British companies, including HSBC, WPP, Shell, BP, Vodafone, a very long list of companies that are very, very powerful indeed globally. But just as we are now a small part of companies that are headquartered in Sweden or America or France, so the UK is a very small part of the globally successful British companies, like BAE Systems, like WPP, like HSBC, like BP, like Shell, like Vodafone. That's a big challenge for our politics. But these companies, it doesn't mean all that much to them. That's a big challenge for our political economy, and one that our leaders do not wish to acknowledge, whether it's Labour Party or the Conservative Party or Liberals. Because it's very problematic that the core of our business system is actually doesn't care too much about this country that are truly global. That makes politics much more difficult. They do not wish to inform our people of the reality of the global business revolution, which is in that way very challenging to us as well. However, from China's point of view, it's no consolation to China to say, well, these firms actually have become more global and it presents a challenge for England, France, Germany, and the United States of America. That their firms, the new firms, have become global and have less chance for them to defend. China believes that as a large country, a large population, and a proud history, they believe that they should also have their share of companies which are indigenous to China for the sake of the pride of China's people. And because also there are also some important benefits to having a headquarters of companies in your own country. So China's leaders in the last several years, probably since 2003, 2004, have constructed a policy called Gemini. And they tried to create a group of 70 or 80 large companies that can go out of China and become globally competitive. But up until this point, none of them have done so. Maybe one or two small exceptions. Huawei is very successful in telecommunications equipment, but it's an unusual company. It is not a conventional state-owned company. It was an army company, as people sometimes argue. And it has been remarkably successful, but it was an exception that proved the rule. China's oil companies still have a very small international footprint compared with the global giants. China has no automobile companies. China's automobiles are produced by joint ventures in China. The telecommunications companies remain essentially banned within China. The global giants occupy most of the leading spaces in the global telecommunications industry. China's information technology, hardware, and software companies are nowhere in terms of global competition. And if you look at the market in high income countries, China's firms have a negligible position. China's exports have a very large share occupied by foreign companies in China. About 55% of China's total exports are produced by foreign firms in China. And in China's high technology exports, which are growing more rapidly, over 90% are produced by foreign companies in China. So the reality is we are deeply inside China, but China is nowhere inside us. We are inside each other, French firms in Britain, British firms in France, British firms in America, and vice versa. But in terms of the global business system, we are deeply and very rapidly growing inside China. China has a group of powerful, profitable firms that mainly derive their profits from protected domestic markets and Britain is friends are nowhere in terms of opposition in terms of technical markets, and nowhere in terms of their investment in business systems inside the Vatican country. So Chinese government would like to change this, is trying to change it, but they know it's a very large problem.